Red Eye. Red Eye.
Erratic Asthmatic.
Asthmatic.
A podcast with Red Eye and Erratic Asthmatic. And what's good, everybody? We're back on the podcast of Red Eye and Erratic Asthmatic. I am your host, Red Eye, and I'm here with my co-host,
Erratic Asthmatic. Welcome back, everybody.
Yeah.
Once again on these audio waves.
It's that time of the year where the heat be heating and
the heat be heating, the bugs be bugging.
But yeah, it's
rain still be raining.
Rain actually didn't rain as much.
Rained a bit today.
Maybe where you are, not here. Like even on the day we're supposed to be storm on Tuesday, whatever. It's like literally just rained for like 5 minutes.
Oh yeah? Yeah. Oh yeah, wasn't that like yesterday, maybe 2 days ago?
Yeah, 2 days ago. Yeah.
That was I had heavy rain.
Yeah. It rained heavy but for like 5 minutes. That's the thing.
Oh, I see. I had both my curtains closed.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't really watching.
Oh yeah, no, because I had the windows open and like not like slightly open, and then you know I could smell the petrichor and shit, and I was like, it's coming.
It's coming. It's coming. On its way.
And then then it just stopped for after 5 minutes. I was like, oh shit.
Oh no.
That was all the rain.
That's it. Year supply.
Yeah.
But yeah. It is. Yeah, it's getting warm. It's like cloudy today, but
still warm, still and warm. Humid. Yeah.
Yeah. And humid. That's especially like you go outside and I'm like starting to sweat and I'm just like, it's not even hot, but it's like,
yeah, it's just wet. The water. Like,
yeah.
Making everything sticky.
Right. Exactly. Man, can't wait till it's sunny again. Get to go out, walk around, see people doing their little TikTok dances in the sun. see them mess up, go again.
Do it again.
Do the same thing.
But they're sweating their asses off.
But they're sweating, yeah. then they just go out with the first take that they did anyway.
Yeah, they're just like, you know what? Yeah, it's good enough.
Good enough, it's fine.
Yeah. They understand the concept.
Yeah. Have you ever been asked to do a TikTok dance?
No, not a dance. But I've been asked to be part of a video.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. In my last job also, we had this, you know, the marketing department or the person in charge of the social media and therefore TikTok.
Yeah.
Kept going around to different people. Like, come on, let's do a TikTok. And then she got to the CS ops room, customer support operations room.
Yeah.
With the phone, everybody knew right away. It's like, oh,
like, no.
No. I subtly put my headset on. Like, I'm in a meeting. I can't.
Yeah.
Unfortunate. Otherwise, I would have.
Me and my choreography skills.
Yeah. You would have killed that shit.
Oh no.
What a tragedy.
No, leave me alone.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I can't do dances and have it be published online for people to see.
No.
I'll sway around in like clubs and bars and stuff when there's music playing, but I'm being recorded.
TikTok stupid dances where it's like, you know, your hands move like this and I don't know.
Yeah.
Like
move it in a circle, then up, then to the right, then yeah.
Like, what is it supposed to mean? I don't know.
Who knows? What's any dancing supposed to mean? Just any and all dancing. Null and void.
Null and
no
void.
Symbolism at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That brings me to a question. Like, what popular trend annoys you the most? Because I don't know if it would be TikTok dances, really. I think it would be, like, gender reveals, personally.
Yeah, I think we talked about that a long time ago about gender reveals. Like, that thing has to stop.
Yeah.
But they don't. It hasn't stopped.
No, of course not.
Because remember at one point it was even starting forest fires and everything because people...
Yeah, exactly. Because people would be like, you know, setting off explosions and
yeah.
Shit.
And they're like the wrong direction or whatever. And it's like... Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one of them. I never liked that. can't think of anything else, but I think TikTok dances it's just become normalized now because everyone's doing it, or there's so many types that you're even just like, she's dancing, next. Like, you don't even watch the whole video. Yeah. You're just like, yeah. Because I'd rather watch the funny TikTok videos where people do like skits and, you know, like those type of things. That's more fun for me than somebody dancing and like making stupid smiley faces while they're dancing. It's like, what's so funny? Huh?
Yeah, what's entertaining?
Yeah.
Sometimes though, there are videos that'll take one of those dances and then they'll add, like, it'll cut to a different part and it makes the video funny. Like, it'll be some guy reacting to it or like a thirst trap, and then it's like a picture of Jesus Christ afterwards.
Yeah,
like, got you looking, got you staring. And so sometimes I'll actually like watch the videos and I'm like, oh, it's coming, something's coming.
Yeah,
and then it turns out to be just a dance.
Yeah.
And then the video ends and I'm just like, oh,
that was it.
Man, I watched for nothing.
But the ones I like is watching also people like Gordon Ramsay, the chef.
Yeah.
Watching people make this TikTok food.
Yeah.
And he's like, and his reactions are so hilarious. He's like, oh, you donuts.
Yeah. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Somebody save him.
But even those TikTok videos, like they make like weird desserts and shits, and you're just like, that doesn't look that, no.
Yeah, that doesn't look appetizing at all. Have you seen the, oh my God, there's a lot of videos of like people making the bringing back the 1950s Jell-O, 1950s, 1960s Jell-O. That used to be like a big American thing. You put stuff just in gelatin, hot dogs and eggs and stuff like that. And now that like TikToks, some TikTok people are like bringing this back. And there's this one video of this girl. She's saying, like, she starts every video off with like, everybody's so creative. And then she's reacting to these videos of people making disgusting food. And she's like, I don't know why you would do that. This doesn't seem like how you should use that at all.
Yeah.
However, we're going to continue. Like with this really, like news network or radio voice, like
that type of very unprepared. Yeah.
I love those videos. I generally like reaction content. I like looking at people reacting to stuff.
Yeah.
I guess it gives me like another thing to watch. If the actual content is too boring, I can look at this other person. Also
reacting to.
Yeah. Exactly. It also might be ADHD. I don't know. Can't pay attention to one thing, so I gotta watch people.
I gotta watch other people do other things. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, it's funny how those React videos actually get a lot of views on YouTube as well. It's just like, ooh, wow, and then people are like, oh, what do you think about it? And it's like, well, because of the way you've reacted, I also kind of want to react the same way.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's also like, it's like trying to get validation of what you would think, and someone says,
"Yeah,
the reactor says the same thing you're thinking." He's like, "I was thinking the same thing.
I knew it.
I'm not the only one." And then you're watching with your girlfriend or your friend, and you're like, the guy is just, they're just looking at you. Like, but we could have just,
could have just watched it. Yeah.
Yeah, just me and you react instead of watching someone else react. Like.
I know there's a lot of reaction videos. I'm waiting for people to react to reactions. So I can watch people react to people reacting.
Yeah.
And then watch people react to people reacting to people reacting.
People reacting. It's like,
I'll be the 10th layer. Then I'll post my video of me reacting.
And then you're like the first guy did this, and then the second guy did.
Yeah. And then what's funny is that the fifth guy reacted before the fourth guy.
Yeah.
But the fourth guy was pertinent to the fifth guy's reaction because he said this afterwards.
Yeah.
And the fifth guy bouncing off the third guy who did the same thing as the seventh guy at the exact same time. And
you're just like,
imagine the pauses.
Yeah.
Like every video would get longer because everybody's pausing.
Pausing and they're just like, wait,
From like a 2-minute video to rewind, like a 30-minute.
Yeah, just analysis. Rewind that.
Yeah, a lot of trends going around. I don't know, yeah. Like trends are weird because you're supposed to like trends. Like that's why that's what makes them trends, right? Like they're supposed to be, you know, enjoyable to the at least most people, I suppose.
Yeah, just something that goes viral and something that goes like it's catchy.
Gets the view count.
Yeah, gets people going.
I don't know, I guess it kind of brings me to another question. Like what's something that you're supposed to like? You know, like people supposed to like trends and shit, but you actually find really annoying or you dislike heavily. For me, it's children. I know people are like, but kids are a blessing. Look at this cutie pie, and I'm like, I see a germ.
Also, for me, I don't hate kids as long as they're not mine.
As long as they're not yours. Yeah, like, yeah. I mean, for the most part, as long as they're, you know, somewhat well-behaved, I don't have any problem. Exactly. I'm not gonna, like, visibly be angry at a child in front of the child. But, like, I would much rather not be in their presence. Like, I know this. I walked into a McDonald's today to get a quick snack. And also, I needed to pee really badly, so I wanted a place with a toilet.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was this kid. The mom's trying to order, right? And I had already seen the interaction go by where the mom is like, okay, what would you like to eat? And blah, blah, blah. And the kid's like this and that. And the mom's trying to order. And then the kid's like, mom. And like hitting her, like hitting the mom. And I'm like, boy, if you don't stop, I ain't going to do shit. But man, I'm not, I don't like you right now.
Yeah. I always have this weird feeling, like sometimes I see McDonald's and I'm like, would it be weird if I go in and order a Happy Meal?
I saw someone do that today. A full grown adult. Yeah. He ordered a Happy Meal. He got this Happy Meal box and then he sat down. He opened the box.
And he ate it.
And he ate it. Yeah. I ordered fries. I was like, I just want fries.
Yeah. I just want to get the toy or whatever it is. It's
yeah.
Been a long time.
I just want the toy.
It's been a long time. Relive my youth.
Start up your collection again.
Yeah. No, because I remember at a certain point, it was like, let's say Toy Story or whatever came out, right? Then every Happy Meal, there would be a Toy Story.
Yeah, it'd be a little Buzz Lightyear or Woody.
The
dinosaur, yeah.
And then the same with Monster Inc. and all these other things. But I don't know what happened because maybe I grew out of it and I don't pay attention anymore.
Yeah. But
I don't know if that's the same trend that goes on. You know, like, what's
it
now?
Yeah, I don't know either. Yeah.
What's it now? Spider-Man? I don't know. Is it Spider-Man?
I don't know. Could be an iPhone for your kids' TikTok profile.
Yeah. It's like, do we still get toys? Sometimes I'm also like, what's in the Kinder Surprise nowadays?
What's in the Kinder Surprise nowadays? I've never had a Kinder Surprise.
Oh, really?
They're illegal in the US. Did you know that?
They're illegal?
They're illegal. Kinder Surprise eggs? Yeah, yeah. Are illegal in the US.
Why?
I don't know.
Because they didn't think about it?
I guess it's because it has like some concealed item. I don't know. Like,
there's toys and
stuff. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they're smuggling drugs. You never know. Yeah. Yeah, they're illegal in the US. You can't bring them in either. Like, that's, you're smuggling in illegal products.
That's weird.
It's not acceptable. But yeah, I should go in one day. You should like. The next time you go on a date, you should take him to McDonald's and then you order a Happy Meal for yourself. See how they react.
For both of us, it's just like
for both of you, yeah. don't even let her order herself. Yeah.
And if she
Happy Meals, please.
And if she holds my hand right afterwards, it's like she's the one.
She's the one. Yeah.
That's how you find the one.
Yeah. You guys trade toys and everything. Yeah.
You both were thinking of getting a Happy Meal, but you wanted to act adult.
Yeah. Yeah.
But in deep inside, you're like, I want a Happy Meal.
I want to be happy. I want the joy sparked from the toy. That's real flirting.
Yeah.
You could share a Happy Meal together.
On the first date.
on the first instant romance, instant spark. Damn. How flirty would you be on the first date? How flirty are you on the first date?
I don't know. I don't know if I'll say I'm flirty. I'm more like funny.
More like funny. That is flirty.
Yeah, but sometimes I feel like flirty is like, you know, trying to be like.
Yeah, you got that inflection in your voice.
Like, yeah, you're like, hey girl, you know what I'm saying? Like, once we get this happy meal.
Yeah. Gonna open it at the same time, right?
Open it at the same time.
You gonna let me open your box for you? She's like, ew, no. Ew. The fuck out of here.
What about you open my box and I open yours?
She's like, but I keep both toys, right? Hell no.
No, I wouldn't say I'm that, yeah, that flirty.
Yeah, I mean, like,
I'm just me.
You just meet, yeah. For me, I guess it depends on the person. Like, if there's like the vibe there, then I don't mind either, really. Like, I will I'm not going in there expecting to be flirty. Like, I'm of course, yeah, you're just meeting at first, but if the vibe's there, you know, it's fun to flirt, I suppose.
Yeah, but it's also, let's say, as you said, if you're meeting for the first time, that's different, right? So you kind of,
yeah,
like if you're meeting for the first time, it's like a blind date or let's say Tinder date, whatever, then you need to break the ice in a certain way by being you and being funny, blah, blah. But if it's, let's say, somebody you've known for some time and then finally one of you ask each other out, you know, on a date, and it's like, okay, you kind of already know the person a bit,
yeah, you know?
So it's not like you're talking to a stranger.
That's a good point. I don't know, it's kind of, the thought about like going into like being asked out or asking someone out after you've known them for like a year or two or three or five or ten, I don't know, it's kind of odd because you already have established your interpersonal relationship as friends. And I get that, you know, that can change, but I don't know, like, how do I act then? How am I supposed to change my behavior?
Or like, yeah, how do I now?
Yeah,
like, how do move I from that, like, friend zone type of acting?
Yeah, how do I navigate this transition?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. To a more romantic or whatever.
Yeah, I have no idea how to do that. Yeah. Like, yeah, I have no clue.
It just happened naturally. I never really thought about it.
I don't know. Yeah, that's the thing. Like, every time, well, I've only been in like one very serious long-term relationship, and that happened after like a couple weeks. So it wasn't like I knew her for years and we were good friends. It was like we knew each other for a couple weeks and we're like, hey, wanna go out sometime?
Yeah. Let's get some bagels.
Get some bagels. It was actually sushi at first. Bagels were an established relationship thing. That was funny. The first date, she's like, I'm going to spill all the sushi. And I'm like, how do you spill sushi?
How do you spill sushi? I was going to say.
Like, managed, you know, somehow.
Like she broke down the rice.
Broke the piece. It was like on the side of the plate, dripping like out.
What is her grip so strong on the chopsticks that she's just like... smashing the sushi.
yeah, it was impressive, really.
Should have just got her Pokeball.
Yeah. Should have. Just got her. But it was also all you can eat sushi, so we were gonna eat a shit ton together. There's no Pokeballs and all you can eat sushi.
If you're gonna go for all you eat sushi, why are you eating Pokeballs?
What'd you just say?
I said, if you're going to eat sushi, why would you eat Pokeballs?
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought you said while you're eating Pokeballs.
No, I said why
the would fuck? You? Yeah, okay. Okay, that makes a lot more sense. That was my question, actually. Like, why would you do that? Why would you do that?
I was like, yeah, yeah. Bro, that's what I'm saying. But you said, wow. I was like, no, why would you? Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. We're on the same page, man. Yeah. We're on the same page. Man. Well, we halfway through the year. I am not looking forward to Christmas time.
Yeah. Why? What's happening on Christmas?
Because I don't want to buy people presents.
Oh. what's so different about it?
Yeah. No, it's the same shit.
It's the same shit.
Every year.
Different toilet.
same shit. Same bank account. Different money.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I never know what to get people.
Yeah, especially when you, like, the first few times when you get somebody something.
Yeah.
Then you're like...
Eventually, yeah. You just get them presents where you're like, you, like you with my recent birthday.
Yeah.
Gave me this body pillow, but with a very intricate design.
But that's really, you needed that.
I needed the body. Yeah. Like, I said I wanted the body pillow.
Yeah, but the other part was just the fun part. The case was just the fun part, but the body pillow was the main thing. So yeah, I was making something that was a necessity fun.
a necessary fun.
Yeah.
Instance. Yeah, I never know what to get people. Plus, like, how do you figure it out without explicitly asking them? Because I barely hang out with people as it is. Like, I hang out with people like once a month, once every 2 months.
Yeah, it's difficult.
Maybe even
now.
Once every 3 months. It's like, yeah.
And it's also what
do they need? Guys,
but like also what do you talk about when you come across each other talking about something or something? You know, you're just like, ah, shit. You know.
Yeah. So usually, like, you want things to come up naturally, but like,
yeah.
How do you get them to say what they want naturally?
Yeah, you don't know. So that's why it's difficult. Like,
yeah.
I think when I got you the headphones last time, it's because you were like, oh, shit, man.
Yeah, my headphones broke,
blah, blah, blah. And then I was like, it's been a while, and I don't think he's going to buy one, so I'll just get one.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it was for your birthday or it was for Christmas. I don't remember which one it was.
I don't know. Yeah. Either. One of those things.
Yeah, it's one of those things. So.
But especially... especially like it would be difficult to try to get a present for someone who's already like well off financially, like they could buy whatever they want themselves. Mm-hmm. So if you're like thinking about what would you like if you had to give a birthday present to a millionaire, what would you even give them?
I'll just give them humble advice.
Like... I'm blessing you with my presence. That is your present.
Nah, that's true. It's like, what do you get somebody who has the ability to get themselves anything and probably already has what they want? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, what is new? So that's why I'd say it's always like get something fun, something funny.
It's a big point, yeah. Here's a bobblehead.
Yeah, but maybe something like, let's say if you know the person, something is relatable. You know?
Yeah, that's true. Give them like a poster or something, maybe.
Yeah, or like an anime figurine or something. I don't know. Like, I know this is your favorite character from this and that, so...
Here you go.
I got you the character you hate the most. And
yeah, exactly.
It's like, now you can build up on it.
You can build up on it. Yeah, start your collection here.
Yeah. It starts here.
It starts here. Yeah. Man, I've never collected anything. There hasn't been like any item where I'm just like, oh, I need to collect. I need to get more of this.
More of this.
I think maybe Yu-Gi-Oh cards. But like
when you were
not
younger.
Past a certain point. Yeah, when I was younger, and it wasn't past a certain point because A, it was money. And B, like I kinda grew out of it.
And they were like trading cards, right? Yeah. Like you pay for cards and
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. Eventually, I gave them away as a birthday present to one of my ex's brothers. I was like, here, I don't play this game anymore. Here's all of my cards.
Wow. And he's probably like, thanks.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. Well, they played the game. They played the game. So it was,
oh, okay.
It was twin brothers, so I gave them like both the collection, the entire... which included the Egyptian god cards, too. I probably should have sold those from them.
Yeah, you never know. Like, especially maybe if you held on to some of them now.
Like, yeah,
how
exactly.
How much would they go for?
Exactly. Oh, man, I had limited edition stuff, too. Man.
Yeah. You would have like Logan Paul or Jake Paul bidding on like how much.
Yeah, exactly.
And then they bid. I don't know who did it. Which one of the brothers did it? But then he bid on Pokemon cards or something, right?
And then I don't know. I have no idea.
And he spent like millions or something. And then he opened the boxes and they were all fake.
Jesus. Well, good for him, I suppose. What'd you get for spending millions on Pokemon cards?
Pokemon cards.
See, at least I was smart. I came from a low income family. I couldn't spend millions.
So I gave it away. Like, wait, what?
Yeah, that's a. What is the most? Okay, two questions. What's the most expensive thing you own, and what's the most impressive thing that you own?
Thing that I own, I'd say it's probably my computer at the moment.
Yeah, that's probably exactly the same answer.
Yeah.
Laptop, yeah. It is the only thing that I have that I purchased for over €1,000. Yeah.
Yeah, same here. Trying to think of something else. The most impressive one. I don't know, just too many things.
Many things. You have too many impressive items.
Not too many impressive. I'm impressed by them every day.
Impressed by them every
just
day.
Just by looking at them, I'm like, you do you, okay. Bro. You do you.
Yeah. Keep doing what we doing.
Yeah.
We succeed now here.
Look at my Xbox Series X. It's like, That's what you're looking like. That's what you're looking like.
Yeah.
Are we going to play today? No, not today.
No, not today.
Maybe tomorrow.
But you sit there, you stand there with your series and your X's and your boxness. Yeah, I think most expensive would be laptop. Otherwise, I don't know, my fucking washing machine. But I didn't actually like pay the full amount. I paid €49 for it.
Yeah.
Brand new. It was like $449, but I had like 400 in gift cards built up over a few months from my last company.
Yeah.
So I paid $49, but it was actually $449.
Mm.
And the most impressive, yeah, I don't know. I have a pair of Heelys.
Still,
yeah. I haven't worn them in a while, but I have them. I don't know what's actually impressive though. Oh, I have like the lights in my both my shower room and my toilet room change color. Like a remote control. I dim it too, so if I have to pee at like 3 a.m.
It's not too bright.
Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly. That's like the only thing that I use. I hardly ever change color. I just like turn the light dim.
Dim and just leave it. That's the settings from now on.
Well, no, I can't. Whenever I turn the light off and then back on, it resets.
Oh, shit. Oh, okay.
So it's like full brightness again. So I have to press it every time. Unfortunate.
Yeah.
I don't know, what other things do I own? Nothing. Appliances. I have a lot of appliances.
I think everybody has a lot of appliances. So,
you know, I have a rice cooker. I have an air fryer. I have this panini press. I have a kettle. I have a... I have a kettle. That's it. I don't have a blender.
I used to have
Actually, I have a half-broken blender. And what that means is that it works, but I can't turn it off. I can't change the setting. And it turns on as soon as I push it down.
Ah, shit.
So, like, it works, but it also doesn't. Like, I have to be ready.
Yeah, just make sure everything is air closed. Not air closed.
Air closed, yeah. It doesn't even wait till I lock it in position. Like, it turns on as soon as I push it down. Because, you know, blenders usually, like, push down and lock. No, I push down, this shit starts. It already goes.
Yeah,
it already goes. And it's on the max, like, it got stuck on, like, the max setting, too. So I'm, like... whatever I put out, I'm like trying to fight with it.
Come on, stop it.
Yeah.
I just needed a little bit.
I didn't want you to liquefy the garlic.
Yeah.
It's dripping now.
No, it's garlic juice.
Garlic juice, exactly. And I don't have a peeler. I just remembered. Like for potatoes and carrots, I don't have any peeling apparatus.
Yeah, those knives are not that expensive to find. You can get them anywhere.
I know, I just don't have one.
Yeah.
Never bought one.
Go get one.
Go get one. No, I gotta. But I never think about it until I
until you need to peel need potatoes. One. Yeah.
Exactly. Man. What else do I need to get? I should get more clothes eventually. I've been wearing the same clothes for like 5 years now.
Damn. Yeah, recently I was even like, where do all my shorts go? Because I was like, you know, it's getting warm now and I'm like, I'm looking for my shorts. And I'm like, I only found two. And I'm like, where did the others go? And then I remembered like, I think last year or the year before, they were like worn out. So I was like, I just put them in the... How do you say? The charity.
Yeah.
Green, I don't know if you guys had that in Amsterdam, but like this, these green containers where you can just take, you know, clothes, old clothes.
Yeah, all your textiles.
Yeah. And give it to charity. So I remember doing that and I was like, oh yeah, I'm supposed to buy shorts after that.
Yeah.
And I didn't.
Yeah, I only own one pair of shorts.
Oh yeah.
I'm actually wearing them right now. It's so warm. I need to buy more. Otherwise, I have jeans. I have jeans and like one, two pairs of slacks. Mostly jeans. And it is, it's getting pretty warm. I need to upgrade my wardrobe in regards to summer wear. Yeah. Regarding my pantaloons.
Yeah.
Yeah, clothes are expensive though. I like good clothes are expensive, I should say.
Especially if like
doesn't...
you don't want to dress like the generic stuff everybody's wearing.
Yeah, just like plain graphic tees and
And you're like, it's not that, you know, you go into, let's say, H&M or you go to CNA, whatever.
Yeah.
You find the same shorts, these for me, these are short shorts.
Yeah,
they're not even kneecap shorts. They you show your kneecaps.
Yeah,
I don't like those type of shorts.
You don't like those shorts?
No, like that's for me those shorts, that's for me maybe when I'm at home.
Okay,
if I'm out in the streets.
Mm-hmm.
You don't deserve to see these caps.
So you got like long shorts.
No, not that long. It's not like three quarters or whatever, but it's like at least below the kneecaps.
It's below the kneecaps. Mine right now, they don't like, I'm full exposed kneecap right now.
Your kneecap McGee.
Kneecap McGee, exactly.
So
I do need to get more shorts because I wore. Wore jeans a couple days ago and I went outside and my legs were actually like getting warm.
Damn.
Like I could feel my legs starting to sweat and I'm like, oof. This is not going to bode well for when it gets even warmer.
Yeah, I also need to get out my, I call them summer shoes.
But it's summer
just,
shoes.
Yeah, but they're just like, how do you say? They're sneakers, but then they have ventilation.
I see. So they got like holes everywhere.
Yeah, so it's got like, well, it's not holes, but it's like threaded. So it's like,
it's like miniature holes.
Yeah.
Very.
Because I was wearing like my normal shoes like a few days ago. I just went to the store, 30 minutes, came back, took off my shoes. My feet were sweating. I was like, damn.
Turn the fan on, point it right at your feet.
Yeah. I was like, but maybe this will help me lose feet fat.
sweat out the feet fat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe that's how I'll get shredded. Just wear hoodies and jeans all summer long.
Wear a trash bag under your t-shirt.
Wear a trash bag under my t-shirt. Or over my t-shirt. You know, make a fashion statement.
Yeah. So what are those? This is the new Yeezys, bitch. Like, what?
Yeah. you ain't even on this trend.
Yeah. Get on this trend mill, man.
Trend mill. Got these at Yumbo. Got the yellow laces at the bottom too.
€1.20
pack of 60.
Yeah.
60 liters, exactly.
Like, what does that mean?
Casual doesn't even know.
Yeah, what a peasant.
Yeah. Oh man. Oh yeah, guys. Let us know what trends you find to be, you know, less than ideal. Are you a TikTok dancer? Do you find yourself going photobombing TikTok videos? Let us know if you buy Happy Meals on the first date.
If you would.
Perhaps if you would, yeah. It's perhaps like you share the toys.
It's not like I did. I'm just saying.
It's not like you did.
You know, if you have balls enough to do it on the first date.
Yeah. I would. If it was McDonald's that we were going to, like if for some reason McDonald's was the agreement.
Yeah.
I'd be like, all right, I'm ordering you a Happy Meal. just full send. Because why the fuck are we going to McDonald's on the first date?
And the first date, yeah.
Well, yeah, guys. Feel free to give us a like, share us around, let us know what you think of this episode.
Yep.
Hope to see you again next week's episode of the podcast.
Peace.